Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me today. How are you, my friend?
Hola, how are you, my friend?
I am good. I'm really good because I'm getting ready to spend Christmas in Curacao. You're not going, are you?
No, I can't make it.
Yeah, I know. I knew that.
And damn you.
I knew that before I asked the question.
How many times am I going to have to hear this?
A lot. That's one of the benefits of going on a cool dive adventure is that you get to rub it into your friends and say, hey, I'm going to spend some time to dive the waters of the Caribbean, and you're not.
I'm a landlocked loser.
Yes. Well, I wasn't going to put it that
feeling it, man.
Graphically, but now that you mention it, why not? So, okay. So he's not going, but neither is any of these other guys that I got connected via the web. So I can really rub it in today. This is going to be a good day for me, at least. I got Barry from South Florida, our South Florida super fan. Barry, how are you, buddy?
I'm fine. Massive monsoon heading to Curacao.
Oh, you are a liar. You are such a liar. Sinterklaas will not.
Going to be a tsunami.
No, Sinterklaas will not.
Jerry.
Will not allow such shenanigans. Sinterklaas is the Dutch Santa, I think.
Yeah.
We're going to find out next week exactly what it is. The difference between Sinterklaas and Santa Claus, evidently, is Sinterklaas has a longer beard. That's what I was told.
And he wanders. ZZ Top of Santa's?
Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. But that's what it was described to me yesterday. It's like, I said, what's the difference? You know, Dutch Sinterklaas. You know,
cinder is like a burning piece of spike of wood.
Maybe his
charred.
Hair is somewhat, his beard is somewhat, umber. You know, charred like that or looks like ash. I don't know.
You could probably smell burning beard.
I think it's ash and not, you know. Anyway, we'll find out, and you'll hear all about it next week. Also, obviously, you heard Jerry the Diver Guy's with us, and I believe he is sedated. Is that true, Jerry? Are you sedated right now?
I'm half and half right now.
Half and half.
I feel pretty good.
All right, half and half. That's half spring water and half
Don't worry,
ice.
Jerry. This show will put you the other 50% out. Give us like 10 minutes.
Yeah,
Trust me, I already feel like I'm half out of it now.
Well, okay, we'll explain. What can you share what exactly is going on with you, or would you rather keep that to yourself?
Well, I had surgery on my, supposedly to fix acid reflux.
Right.
They want me off all this medication, so they put 5 hoes in my freaking belly, and now I feel like
you have hoes? He has hoes in his belly.
I have hoes in my belly.
5 hoes in his belly. He had to pay like $20 a pop.
Oh, it feels like I paid about $1 million a pop.
Really?
It's hurting.
Okay, well, holes. You have
when
holes
he gets the doctor bill, that'll really bring the pain on.
Absolutely. All right, so they put 5 holes in your belly to combat acid reflux. This
to let the demons out.
They wrap the stomach around the esophagus somehow or another.
Okay.
And it's supposed to stop this stuff, so...
Wait, they wrapped your stomach around the esophagus.
That sounds a little too far north.
Yeah, did you go to, like, China for this surgery or Mexico or something?
It's Mexico, it's Mexico.
Uh-huh.
China's too cold.
Okay. When you were diving.
When you were in your doctor's office, did you see any type of official-looking documents on the walls at all?
They had a monkey heart on the wall.
Ah, well, he went to the same doctor I did.
Not a great start.
Okay.
You mean the vet?
You're lucky to be alive, my friend.
Well, you know, my prediction is this will be a fun show for Jerry the Diver Guy because he's all liquored up or hopped up on pain meds.
Don't get me laughing too bad.
Okay.
Because it hurts like crazy.
Well, no, you're listening to the right show. Yeah, exactly.
No problem.
All right. Also, we have, we have the Scuba Cowboy. That's what I meant. Yeah, he will be in Curacao with me. Pup, come in. Are you with us? Are you connected?
Yes, I will be in Curacao, baby.
Yes, he sounds like
he's ready to get wet.
He sounds like he's in a cave, but that's okay. Because he's just trying to set the...
He may be in the bathtub, in which case I'm not entirely comfortable with this segment.
Well, he's just trying to acclimate to the Caribbean surroundings that we're going to experience together next week.
Well, duh.
Yeah. So, the Scuba Cowboy is with us. Yeah, we'll talk to him in just a bit. But, hey, we got a new member of the Peanut Gallery today who's going to hang out. Chris, who we met at the DEMA show. All it takes to get on Scuba Radio is to buy the crew a round of drinks. And that's what Chris did at the DEMA show, and he is connected via the web. Chris, come in. How are you, buddy? And welcome.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're good. We're good. So he is in Virginia, not far, I don't believe, from Jerry the Diver Guy. Is that right,
not
Chris?
Not that far.
Yeah, how far?
Now we're an hour or so away.
Hour so away. Okay. Well, that's pretty good. So, you know, we're going to bring the family together. Because if they're within an hour of each other, there's like 99% chance they're related.
No, that's not.
I thought that was one of the rules when you're in the mountains of Virginia.
That's where Eric.
That's in Alabama. Yes.
That's Eric. That's West Virginia. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
Greg used to work on one of those.
He's not on
DNA
right now,
mapping
he?
No. websites, so yes. He knows this stuff.
Yeah, like we're going to send him to ancestry.com.
What he does is he takes certain protein strains and looks at them under a electron microscope.
Yeah, I do that.
And just comes up with all sorts of wild theories.
It's like, wow, look at that! It's not supposed to go there. And then he looks at the microscope. Hello! Anyway. There's the first laugh we got out of Jerry.
Everything's flagellated.
God help him. God.
Y'all can't do this, I swear.
He's going to bust
a
gut.
He pops his stitches.
Bust a stitch.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, we don't
bop a hole.
I'll tell you what. It would be kind of... That would be radio gold if Jerry has to be, you know, sent to the hospital via ambulance.
You might have to change
the
Jerry's
live broadcast
name
today.
With all those holes he has, he might be... We just call him Civ.
Okay.
What up, Civ?
All right. We could try
kinda
that.
Kind of catchy.
All right. Well, Chris, I'm going to defer to you because you're probably going to be the only one who's going to be able to maintain during the show today. So you're in Virginia, and you work with a dive shop. You're an instructor for a dive shop. Is that right? Did I get that right? Yeah. Chris, hello. What happened to Chris? Chris, come in, Chris. Uh-oh.
Earth to Chris.
Something happened. See, we lost him.
Killed him already.
As quick as we got him, we lost him just as fast.
You done run him off.
So, yeah. Just...
Maybe he's drinking Bailey's from a shoe.
Based on what little...
Hello, Greg!
Based on what little we know about Chris,
yeah.
Do you think he's in heaven or hell right now?
Excuse me? What do you...
I think he's been taken.
You think he...
I got a weird vibe.
He may have spontaneously combust.
So do you think he would go up in the good place?
Oh, yeah. He bought us a round of drinks. Absolutely.
He bought several rounds of drinks.
Did he? I don't remember.
Several
that's a good
drinks.
Sign.
Sometimes the evil will lubricate you with alcohol.
No. You speak blasphemy or something.
Uh-oh. He's back.
Chris, are you with us now? Maybe?
I am. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's okay.
See? He sounds evil.
Yeah, he does a little bit. Yeah, it's his first time.
He actually bought several drinks. Several drinks.
Okay, well, I lost track after the second, but regardless, it was appreciated. And we had a nice bonding experience there at the hotel bar at the DEMA show a few weeks ago, and Chris was very very accommodating for our crew. Well, maybe a little too much, but hey. Yeah, we appreciate it the same, but what I was
it's absolutely my pleasure.
That's nice of you to say, Chris. But what's the deal? You're a dive instructor for a store there in Virginia, but you don't necessarily work with them or what? How's that work?
So I'm an instructor part time.
Yeah.
So evenings and weekends. That's my escape from my real job.
That's your escape from your real job. Okay, fair enough.
That's right.
All right. Well, cool. Well, welcome aboard, and we'll dive into a little bit more things, maybe what Chris does throughout the show today. We got a few things to cover including what I plan to do in Carousel, just so I can rub it into like CJ and everyone except the scuba cowboy who's not going.
Well, you know, if it wasn't for these hoes, I would be there.
That's what she said.
That's what Clinton said.
Mm-hmm. That's what all five of them said.
Yeah.
All five of them said that.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Pick a celebrity.
Boy, oh boy.
Pick a politician. Mm-hmm. They said it.
Yes. Well, it's going to be a good thing for sure. So we'll dive into all this stuff.
What were we talking about?
What I'm doing, planning to, right. You know, take to Curacao and that kind of stuff.
Center
including
clause.
The new Scuba Radio carbon fiber close guitar. Tell you about that and much, much more on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the Top Down at Explorer Ventures liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks, new destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Come along, son.
Yeah.
Let's go see if Christmas dinner is ready yet.
Oh, yeah.
Get along, little reindeer, get along. Cover all the range tonight. It's a long, long trail, an all-night trail. You can bet your boots that Santa won't fail. He's a rootin' tootin' Santa Claus, and he's on his merry way. He will round up all your Christmas dreams with the yippity-yo-ki-yay. With the yippity-ki-yay, yippity-ki-yay.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Merry Christmas to you. CJ's in the studio with me. We got Jerry the Diver Guy. We got Chris from Virginia. We got the Scuba Cowboy. We got Barry from South Florida. It's a big crew of fun divers hanging out. And if that weren't enough, well, there is a big event going on this weekend. I wish we could be there in person, but at least we have one of our friendly Scuba Radio representatives there at the Mermaid Rum Festival. Casey is out there at the distillery in Wikiwachi. Casey, come in. Can you hear me, Casey? Talk to me. Casey, do you hear me now? What? Oh, wait. No, he should be right there. What the heck? Where are you, Casey? Come on, talk to me. He's not talking to me, CJ. What happened?
He must have spilled rum into his mic.
Yeah. I don't hear you, Casey. I don't know what the heck's going on, man.
That's a good sign for him, though. It means he's having a great time.
Yeah, put down the rum and talk to us already. Here, let me try again. They got this big event going on this weekend. There's band, there's music.
What's it called?
The Mermaid Rum Distillery Festival, I guess. I don't know. Rum Fest, we'll call it. It's their first, like, open house. He was telling me before the show today that he was there. The band was playing. It was a lot going on. And they've really changed the property there where they distill the Mermaid Rum. You remember the little lake that we hung out at behind the behind the place where they had the still and all that stuff?
Yes.
They've evidently expanded it big time. And now it's like, twice the size. There's a big water wheel in there. So it looks very picturesque, even more so than it did when we were there. But
You're painting quite the picture.
Well, I'm trying. I'd paint a much better picture if I had Casey, but
Casey.
I'm not sure. Casey, yeah, come on. Casey.
I look forward to returning your call.
Oh, you're a liar. Don't send me to your voicemail.
Let's leave a message.
You want to do that?
Have a great day.
Okay, go ahead. I'll let you do it, CJ. Ready? Go ahead.
Casey, I know that you're a liar.
At the tone, please record your message.
Oh, you did it too
early. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Okay, go ahead. Leave the message. Now.
It's done.
What?
But there's blood everywhere.
Okay.
Call me.
All right. He'll call us back for sure now. That's the way you get it done here.
That was pretty cool.
On the world's first radio show devoted to diving, for sure. All right. So we'll check in with him eventually. But they were having a big open house today.
He's probably back at his cigar shop.
No, he's selling cigars at the event. He brought the Tobacco Hut to the Mermaid Rum Festival today. The open house. Yeah.
Wow.
So he has a little booth set up and
whole
thing.
That's a heck of a combo.
It's a pretty good combo, Mermaid Rum and Tobacco Hut cigars. Yeah. So, they're based in Wikiwachi. Big event going on today. And eventually, at some point, we'll catch up with Casey. But I guess we'll do that a little
bit. We can imagine that there's excellent sampling.
I'm sure there's sampling going on. And there's a, there's a 50-50 chance. The reason why he didn't pick up the phone is because he's passed out already. I mean, it started like at noon. So he's, well into...
Noon Eastern.
Yeah, absolutely.
So for those of us on the East Coast,
so
he's had some time.
And that's kind of like cave country.
That's even scarier.
In the caves.
He could wander into a cave and get killed by a bear.
Well, no, that wouldn't happen. I mean, the underwater caves.
Mountain lion.
Wikiwachi off the Wikiwachi Springs area there. They have all these little... These, mermaid grottos.
Yeah, but he's not going to dive today if he's drinking rum.
Yeah, manatee beer, I guess, maybe. They probably have that, too. I think they do. Is that what you're drinking, Barry? Is it you just want to shout that out or what?
No, I was thinking, what could eat him? Could be a bear. Could be a manatee bear.
Yeah, a manatee bear.
Beer, not the beer.
A manatee bear.
Yeah, bear.
Okay.
I think Barry's on the meds as well.
I'm starting to think.
Undisclosed.
We got Jerry, on the uppers and Barry on the downers or something. I don't know. But, hey, we'll manage. But in cave country, have you ever wondered how the organisms live, how they manage to scavenge
thought,
for food and stuff?
How'd they live just fine, thank you.
Well, maybe. But, where do they get their food? I mean, because nothing, grows in a cave. It's like a very sterile type environment.
You order out.
What's that?
I figured they just venture out,
eat,
and cruise back home.
Wrong.
Like when Batman leaves the Batcave.
No,
to go
according
fight crime.
According to some new scientists, I don't think they're new scientists, but new science that these scientists have uncovered, they've found that there's methane eating organisms deep in flooded caves around the world. Methane eating.
I just got.
God.
Guys.
So does that mean if you have gas in a cave, no one smells it, or what? What are you
trying to tell?
Maybe they don't. Well, I guess no.
You are
one
a master, my friend. A master, a master broadcaster.
Who are you talking about?
You
me,
managed
or?
To bring it around to farts.
Well, I'm reporting
digestive issues.
News,
unbelievable.
No, it's methane-eating organisms
that they have
discovered in caves, deep caves that, you know, they didn't realize this was going on. And this is a whole new ecosystem that has been maybe there for millions of years that we've just discovered.
Are you talking about the fabled underwater fart knockers?
No, but now that you mention it, I'm thinking we may have a new adventure on our hands that we have to add to the list there, CJ.
We definitely need to hit some cenotes one of these days.
Well, true.
That's for sure.
Yeah, and I believe the caves that they found these methane-eating organisms were in Mexico, in the caves of Yucatan. So is there any connection between Mexican food and... No, I don't think so, but it is ironic, would you say?
I had actually dove those cenotes over by Playa del Carmen.
Who did? You've dove those scuba kill?
Yeah. Yeah, about 10 years ago or so.
Yeah, 10 years. And I bet you never noticed any ill-smelling caves when you went there, did you? Other than maybe bat guava? Because the bats poop quite a bit.
What do the little blind fish eat? Are you telling us that they eat these methane-eating organisms?
Bubbles? Are they bubble suckers?
Really finished the story.
Well, yeah, possibly. Yeah, they would be, you know, the methane-eating organisms would be like the bottom of the food chain.
I have questions.
Then move up to like shrimps and stuff like that.
I have questions.
Yeah. Okay, we'll answer them or make up a good answer for those questions next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. The world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ is in the studio with me. I don't know. Casey, do we got you now? Oh, we do have him, I think. Come in, Casey, at the Mermaid Rum Fest. Hey, I hear him talking. I don't think he hears us, though. Casey, you there, buddy? He's too busy listening to music right now. All right.
Entranced.
Casey, talk to us. Are you there? Can you hear me now?
I'm here.
Okay, well, good. You're too busy smoking cigars, drinking mermaid rum, and listening to music to pay attention to us. Is that what's going on? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's about right. We got mermaid rum drinkers. We got cigar smokers. We got a band playing. This place is cranking.
Nice. So it's been a success so far. The weather seems to have cooperated somewhat today here in Florida. So it's looking good over there, wiki-watching, or what?
Yeah. It is beautiful. The sun's out, gentle breeze blowing. Man, you couldn't ask for better weather or better turnout. We got a crowd of people. The rum is flowing.
Yeah, I can tell.
They built a little gift shop. They're selling things. There's a line out the door.
All right. Okay, and you got cigars from the Tobacco Hut up for grabs, I take it, at the event?
Of course you got cigars from the Tobacco Hut. What pairs up better with whiskey than cigars?
Well, yeah, they got Wild Butt Whiskey and Mermaid Rum. What pairs better, the rum or the whiskey? Or are you mixing them up a bit there, Casey? What do you think?
Yeah, we got Mermaid Rum. That's the primary thing. I keep seeing bottles of that going by.
Right. So,
and then they've got the Wild Buck Whiskey, which is wonderful rye.
What about the...
And everybody's taking tours of their field. Since we were here last, they've got a water wheel up now to grind all their own grain and everything.
Very nice. What about the Drunken Santa? Is he there, or are you impersonating him again?
I haven't seen him here yet, but I've got Natalie here if you want to talk to her.
Well, I do. Maybe we will after the commercial break. Let's see. Because we need to talk to someone who's a little bit more sober. And she's running the event, so she might be slightly more responsible. We'll find out next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Radio.
Have you seen that new Santa they just hired?
Yeah, he's back there drunk.
It was late at night on Christmas Eve. I was dreaming of the soft white snow.
White snow.
I was awoken by a noise near the Christmas tree. What it was, I did not know. It was Santa Claus. He was bringing me some gifts. Unfortunately, I did not know that.
I didn't know.
So I quietly snuck up behind him, and I shot him 5 times in the back. It went pow, 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 pow. Then that's when I heard my telephone. It was Auntie Jean looking for Uncle Bob. She said he left the house dressed as Santa Claus, but he didn't come home last night. Have you seen him? God, I hope he's all right.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I apologize for that, but it
Whoa,
is the
holidays. That was dark.
No, it's
that
festive.
Was dark.
It's
the festive dark side
holiday,
of Christmas.
You know, Christmas music.
Not really.
You know, no.
It's not really festive.
Not. Maybe if you're, you know, you're a gun owner.
Somebody died.
Okay. Well, it happens. All right, anyway.
Wow, you are heartless, my friend.
I don't know if Casey's still there. He may have passed out during the commercial break, but let's find out. You are still there. Okay. What about, is Natalie there at the Mermaid Rum Fest?
She had to run on. She had a bottle of rum under each arm and a t-shirt. She had to get up to the stage and give it away.
Yeah, she's a rum runner,
Miss
of course.
Her window.
She's trying to, you know, maintain some level of professionalism at this event.
Put her publicist on the phone now.
Yeah, they got some kind of barefoot band playing there. Is that what's going on, Casey, too?
They got a band up on the stage. They've got food vendors here. They've got their gift shop open.
Right.
And this place is cranky. It doesn't even resemble the place we first visited.
Well, yeah, they have this pond behind the distillery, and you say they installed their water wheel, which is, I saw pictures of this and looked pretty impressive, but they expanded the pond there at the site where they can distill the water right from the spring-fed pond or something, I believe. And
they've got a spring-fed pond, and they've got the water wheel up, and it will, he said, within the next 30, 60 days, it's going to be grinding his own corn and, cane.
Yeah.
And the wheat.
Cane and wheat. Okay.
Casey, I have a question about the spring-fed pond, the aforementioned pond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Is it well-stocked with mermaids?
Ah, good question.
If not,
well,
why not?
I see a couple of mermaids lounging around the fountain.
Yeah.
And no mermen.
Good. That's fine.
One of them keeps waving at me. So hang on. I might have to go check this out.
I'm sure you will. And, you know, it's early in the afternoon. It sounds to me like Casey might be, sporting a mermaid tail by the end of the day today.
There's love in the air.
It is. That would be kind of a festive thing to do.
Hey, what else could you ask for? Mermaid rum. Mermaids rum.
To have somebody stick my eyeballs with a fork is what, that's what I would ask for if I saw that. But regardless, that's just me. So, what?
Hey, you guys
talk
it out there at the studio. I'll hang out here in the sunshine with the mermaids and the Natalie keeps bringing me cold drink, and what else can I do? I'm just hanging out here.
Fine, have fun with your sweaty boyfriend.
that's
merman
wrong
to you, merman.
Okay, all right. Well, Casey, have fun. And sell some cigars and enjoy your mermaid rum, and we'll get the full report here in a week or two, okay?
Yes. I'll be back on computer next weekend, and I'll give you guys a holler.
All right, good. I won't be here. I'll be in Curacao, so have fun with that. But
I had no idea.
What?
That is a momentous thing for him to come out on the air like that.
What are you talking about?
I had
no idea. To be a merman? That doesn't mean, that surprises you. There's nothing wrong with being a merman.
I'm shocked.
I mean, you saw
He's a brave man.
Well, you saw the latest, Avenger, or no, the Justice League movie with Aquaman.
Yeah. What's that got to do with anything?
He's a guy, and he's a merman, right?
He don't have a tail. He had legs all the time.
Did he? I thought he had, didn't he have a tail when he was in the ocean?
No.
No, that was a big man. I don't think you want to tell him he had a tail.
You don't think he had fins on him sprouting out of his nether region?
No, you weren't watching. No.
Well, I wasn't watching that, but I just assumed he did.
He's not like Dolphin Boy.
So Aquaman, is he just swims underwater like a mermaid? But he had mermaids around him.
Okay.
But, okay, if you say, are you sure he didn't have a tail? Who's our Justice League aficionado in the peanut gallery today?
No, even the underwater women didn't have tails.
No, they did, too. When,
no, they did.
When he went into, like, you know, his lair, or what is Aquaman's, you know, Atlantis.
Did you
actually
see the movie? There
Ocean were mermaids. Of Solitude.
Wrong. No, it was Atlantis. No, he swam down to Atlantis.
Well, they call them Atlanteans. They didn't call them mermaids.
It was Atlanta.
Well, okay. But
Atlanta, Georgia.
But there were mermaids swimming around there with tails and stuff, I thought.
You're hallucinating.
No, well, that's possible, as I often, I do.
Did you get a sugar buzz?
Peggy's Baileys.
I think he got a sugar spike. And it affected his visual processing.
Hmm.
I think he got a Bailey's spike. What he's
well,
got?
Well, that
it's
is something.
That toast
it's possible
thing he got from Starbucks.
But I'm telling you what, I vividly remember.
It was really dark in there, so I couldn't really see his face.
I remember
too
seeing
well.
Mermaid tails on the Atlanteans. I thought. I'm sure I did.
No.
You guys, come on, really?
I don't think
that wasn't
so.
Just
you were
me
watching Wonder Woman.
Yeah, boy, that's all I saw.
There, what?
I mean, there were many fine performances.
Yeah, including, her backside, you mean?
Let's just say.
Two fins up?
I'm probably going to watch it again.
All sides.
Yeah, okay.
All sides.
All right, well, we'll see how this whole Mermaid Rum thing event goes. It sounds like it's going quite well today. I wish we could have went, but I had to prepare for my trip to Curacao. I packed literally right before we did the broadcast today and had to, plan.
Jesus.
What's wrong?
You're just rubbing it in, man.
Well, yeah,
CJ,
I am, of
did
course.
Did he pack his Speedos?
I don't, who knows?
What? I mean, I'm not packing Speedos, no. I got board shorts.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, I mean, what do you wear? What's the proper thing to wear under the wetsuit these days? If it was a Speedo, who
are you,
care?
Oprah?
I do have.
I'll ask the questions around here.
I do have some new board shorts to wear, proudly in Curacao, and they're not really Christmas colors. Is I am bringing a little Christmas hat because it's Christmas in Curacao time. I didn't have like a red and red and green.
What does Center Face wear? What is the name?
Center Claus?
Center
yeah. Well,
Center
he looks
Claus.
Like Santa, except he has a longer beard. Yeah, he's a cross between ZZ Top and Santa.
Does he have the same color scheme, red and white?
Yeah, as far as I understand, yeah, from what they told me the other day, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, but they celebrate it on a Tuesday. Like,
that's
this
weird.
Coming Tuesday is the big Center Claus
that's
day,
weird,
Dutch Christmas.
Man.
It's not weird. It's
that's
Dutch.
That's super weird.
No, it's not. I'm going down there to kind of find out exactly what this is all about. But hopefully, he dives. I would think he's surrounded by water.
You want to get on the Dutch good side as soon as you get there?
Yeah.
Just tell them that you're a massive Van Halen fan and that you're very proud that Van Halen came from the Dutch regions.
They did? Is this true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What, it is actually true. Yes.
What, Eddie Van Halen or which one?
Both
of
them. Eddie and Alex are Dutch.
They're kind of brothers, Greg.
They did not speak English when they moved here.
David Lee Roth is not Dutch.
Let's not.
Now, see, the scuba cowboy knows because he used.
You're focusing on all the wrong things.
No, here's a little nugget of worthless information.
He can back me up.
With our audience, the scuba cowboy used to work with Van Halen back in the day, right?
This is true.
Yeah, this is a God's honest truth.
That's why he knows what I'm talking about.
I actually have a platinum album sitting on my wall. From Van Halen for 1984.
That's how they paid him.
And as soon as they track you down, they're going to want that back.
Yeah, probably.
Well, it has my name on it. I'm assuming it was intended for me.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Okay. So
I got to see that. Put it on Facebook.
To the Scuba Cowboy.
On Facebook, sure.
Yeah, rock on.
Anyway, so you're going to where? The Netherlands? Nether regions?
Curacao. One of the ABCs.
Yes, but
the...
all I'm hearing is about Stinter Claus. What happened to Heidi Claus?
Yeah.
Whatever, you know? Yeah.
Where is Heidi Claus? Where is Curacao? Is that Atlantic, Pacific, Indian?
Almost to South America.
Yeah.
literally just off the coast of South America.
Right, yeah, wow. Right next to Aruba and Bonaire. So it's the sea of the ABCs.
Is it the lowest of all the sort of Caribbean-type islands?
The lowest? What do you mean,
like
lowest?
The southernmost?
I don't believe
close.
That is.
It's very close.
Is it close? It might, I guess, maybe it is.
It's. I'm pretty sure it's really close to the most southern one, yes.
Okay. It's got to be.
All right, if Scuba Cowboy says so, I'll tag along and say that's accurate, too. And
sounds
if not,
good. We're gonna
we'll
go
correct
with that.
It next week. All right? More coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Looking for more than just great diving on your next adventure? Consider Curacao. Easy to get to and easy to enjoy. Curacao feels like a little piece of Europe on the edge of the Caribbean. The iconic World Heritage Site of Willemstad, Dutch culture and nightlife will satisfy even the most demanding landlubber and allow you to make the most of your surface interval. Check out Curacao.com for more info. That's Curacao.com. Curacao, where it's summer year-round and you always feel at home.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You know, Christmas is a special time in Mr. Robinson's neighborhood. It's a time for giving. And look what Mr. Landlord gave me. It's an eviction notice.
Shoot in all the reindeer with my brand new gun. The one I have to buy myself, cause Santa never comes. Santa, you suck. Santa, you never showed up.
All right, here we go.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Merry Christmas to you. Is that a little bit more upbeat for you there, CJ?
Like that a lot. Good okay. Energy.
You bet. No problem. That's what we do here during the holidays. By the way, that Mermaid Rum event that is happening today that we wish we were there with Casey is the first of many. And I believe the Scuba Cowboy is going to be playing the next one. Is that what we're hoping for, Pup? Is that what you're thinking?
That's actually what I've been told already. If this one is successful, there will be another one on February 10th called Love the Rum You're With.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I told him I might even write a song about that. That's a great hook.
I think that'd be great idea. But we'll have to see what the fallout is after this first one. You know, if
right. Well, if it sounds like so far from what Casey's saying, it's pretty successful.
Well, for him. Look, he sounded all
Casey,
liquored up.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was all liquored up. There ain't no doubt about that.
I know, but do you really think he's seeing 25 people for every one? I mean, he might be seeing double, but still.
As bad as he sounded, he's probably seeing 50 people.
Very possible.
Seeing double.
Yeah. Well, you know, hey, whatever works. You know, the thing is the cleanup after
there's
this
There's a song
mess.
There somewhere.
Maybe. There could be. But
I want to interject real quick, too, Greg. I wanted to tell you that your song, okay, because CJ and all you guys know, this was literally written for Greg, has become a huge hit in the trop rock circles.
Wait, which
so
song
much
are we
that I'm going to release it on the new album. The Liver Song.
The Liver Song. Is, that's, you
yes,
know what?
It is, they literally request it every time I play.
Wow. How about that? You know, we did that special Christmas rendition of it live in Fiji. And maybe we'll have
I
to pull that,
that
out of the annals of Scuba Radio history and run that in a couple weeks. Yeah.
Yeah. Please learn enunciation there, Greg.
What's he talking about? I don't know what he means.
It's Anna, it's okay. Not Anna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tomato, tomato.
Moving on.
Whatever. So, yeah, we will see. But, Pup, are you pupped? I mean, are you packed? For,
yes, of course. I'm ready to roll, man.
Yeah, are you bringing, what are you bringing? You're bringing your guitar, right?
Yes.
And you got a full set of dive gear bringing the whole thing?
I got a full set of dive gear. Tiff's got her full set of dive gear. We are ready to rock and roll.
Now, I am planning, I got my my guitar packed up here ready to go, too. This new Scuba Radio Carbon Fiber Close guitar, KLOS.
Right.
So, is that okay if I sit in on a few, you know, little things with you?
Of course it is.
Okay.
We always have a great time.
Yeah, so we're going to go and celebrate Christmas in the Caribbean, and we got to come up with some Christmas songs. Or maybe if
it's
nothing
not,
else.
It's not okay that you didn't get Klaus to, you know, make one for your buddy, the Scuba Cowboy, but we'll talk about that
baby
later.
Baby steps, my friend, baby
underwater.
Steps.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, this was the first one they made with a logo out of carbon
It actually
fiber.
Is really cool. I do like it a lot. I've seen it. It's very, very nice.
What do you think?
They're so indestructible.
What do you think? He's a manager of Twisted Sister? He ain't got that kind of clout. What are you going to do with your life?
Thank you.
You're on a ride.
No. You know, I do got a little song I did with the Scuba Radio guitar. Yeah, should I give everybody a little sneak preview?
Right,
I think you should. Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
Go ahead.
This is a work in progress, okay?
So this is not being requested.
Rough cut, okay? Here we go. Let's see if you like it at all or not. But I did this... had a pretty good backup band on.
This thing I love can't hold a candle to it. This thing I love, I must get down to it. I'm so ready, 'cause diving is the thing I love.
You see what I did there?
Got that? There goes that lady. She likes Scuba Radio, but I think I'm going crazy. The only time I see her is when I get my dive gear wet.
Was that a mermaid? Really?
Yeah, probably. We gotta stay cool, relax for a dip. We tanks on our backs to beat the heat. 'Cause we're like, come on. Greg the Dive Master on the mic, we're so ready.
Ready, Greggy?
'Cause diving is a thing we love. This thing,
I love
it ties.
With sex, baby,
if you're doing it right.
Whale sings, ooh, shark dives.
You might see cool looking jellyfish. I kinda like it, 'cause diving is the thing I love. 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 Yeah. Diving is the thing I love.
Okay, so rough cut. That was a rough cut. And there's still more parts to be done with that. The Ready Greggy thing, that was a scratch track.
Yeah,
that,
I was disappointed
Kelly,
to hear that.
Well, Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, she is coming in to record her parts here in a week or two.
You know, in the meantime, mm-hmm. you could have had her record it on her phone and send it to you.
Well, I told her to do that, but of course, you know.
Didn't happen.
She's on island time.
Ah,
It's Kelly. What do you expect?
I will say this, Greg.
She'll work on her own, you know.
And this isn't meant as a criticism.
She is a working schedule.
Yeah.
Don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
But that song really makes me miss Freddie Mercury.
Really? Well, that's what I was going for. I was trying to, you know,
channel. It's a touching tribute.
You know, that's better than rolling over in his grave. So I'm going to take that as a compliment. Even though it probably wasn't meant to be. We'll leave it at that. All right.
Take that for whatever it's worth.
Have we reached our
you son of a bitch
quota for the week? I doubt it. We got another
I'm trying
hour to
be
go.
Nice.
Jerry the Diver Guy is going to bust the gut before the show's up.
God bless you.
Hour two is on deck. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.